In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Voskrese. Who shall roll away for us the stone from the door of the sepulchre? So the women asked. They were going to do an impossible deed. They were trying to go and anoint the body of Jesus, and they didn't even have a way to roll away the stone. A great large stone affixed to the front of the cave that Jesus was buried in. And yet they went. It's not by accident that this conversation they were having is recorded. The myrrh-bearing women, Thomas, Joseph, they all did things that are very similar. Even when they did not understand, they did the right thing. They acted out of love for their Savior. In all cases, they thought they were dealing with a dead man. Joseph went to get the body of a dead man and put it in the grave at great, considerable risk to himself. That's why it was said that he went boldly into Pilate. He was a well-known man. This was very dangerous for him to do. But he was dealing with a dead man. And then Thomas didn't believe. He said, I can't believe until I see him. So 8 days later, Jesus showed himself to the apostles again. And Thomas was there. He was there because he stayed. He was there because he endured, even though he thought Jesus was a dead man. The myrrh-bearing women went to anoint a dead man, not knowing how they were going to accomplish it. And beyond all expectation, their grief was turned into joy, because not only did they see the stone rolled away from the tomb, something that they could not have done, but an angel told them that the Lord was risen. Now, what are we to learn from these events, from these people? If you notice, these people, they didn't always get the story right. They didn't always understand. But one thing they always did, is they always stayed with their Savior. Whether he was on the earth or not, whether he was with them or not, they would stay close to his teaching, close to what he told them. They couldn't imagine another way of life. Even though they were grieving, disbelieving, uncertain, frightened, they stayed with him. The myrrh-bearing women truly went on an errand that was unnecessary. It was unnecessary in that the Lord was already risen. But it was necessary for them in that they had to express something of their love for Christ. So what do we express in our love for Christ? How are we like the myrrh-bearing women? They went to bring something sweet-smelling, something good to the Savior. So, of course, the scriptures talk about myrrh as being indicative of us giving virtues to God, living a virtuous life. But what I seem to every year focus on in this passage is that they went to the tomb not even knowing how they would get in. They wondered who could roll away the stone. And this stone has many meanings. It's not only the rock that covers the tomb of the Lord, it's also the rock that covers our tomb. And our tomb can be thought of as our heart. Do we have a living Savior in our tomb? Well, in one case, the Lord was put in the tomb and a stone was rolled across it and he came out without need of rolling the stone away. It was rolled away later, actually. But in this case, we must ask within ourselves, who will roll away this stone from our stony heart so that the Savior can come in? This is a question I think that all Christians should have deeply in their heart. But the answer should be just as deeply present with the question. The Lord. The Lord will roll away the stone. But not if we don't do anything. The myrrh-bearing women would not have found out about the resurrection if they hadn't gone to the tomb. Thomas would not have known about the resurrection if he had not stayed with the disciples and continued to pray. Perhaps Joseph wouldn't have found the courage to become a Christian if he had not shown that one courageous act before Pilate. If we don't do things, if we don't act upon our feelings and our heart for Christ, then the stone will not be rolled away. Now, as a pastor, I've seen many times in many of your lives, and in my life as well, there are things that seem very, very big, like a big stone. And sometimes that stone doesn't seem to move at all, no matter how hard we push against it. And we push, and it doesn't move. And we push some more, and it does not move. Until we are very tired. This is when we must continue. Now, if we push of our own strength and skill, it will never move. But if we take our trust in God, then yes, this stone will move. Slowly. Sometimes imperceptibly. But we will be changed. This story here of the women going to the tomb is also the story of us becoming enlightened and being changed. We're on a journey to become changed. The women were walking to the tomb unsure of how they would accomplish their task, having no idea really. Does any one of us have any idea really how we're going to stop being angry? Stop feeling bad thoughts about people. Stop being lazy. Pray more often. Keep the fast more consistently. Love people that don't love us. Stop being self-centered. Does any one of us know how to do that? None of us. Those are the stones, those large stones that are in front of our heart, that keep God from being completely in. Well, there is one solution for the stone to be rolled away, and that is we must still walk to the tomb, which means we must still live the Christian life. We must still pray, we must still fast, we must still struggle. And if, as we pray and fast and struggle, we will be changed. You must believe this if you're a Christian. This is the resurrection. The resurrection is not a story about how God came out of the tomb. No, the resurrection is within us. The resurrection is acting upon us. But just as the women, when they were told of the resurrection, they saw the empty tomb, they saw the linen clothes rolled up, the angel told them that he was not here. He was in Galilee. Even then, they didn't say anything to anybody because they were afraid. It takes time to be able to fully feel the grace of God within us, to be able to understand it all. There's much that we don't know. Enlightenment comes with time and with effort. And that's what this story teaches. It comes with time and effort. So brothers and sisters, put yourself in the position now of the myrrh-bearing women, or of Thomas, or of Joseph. Not knowing the whole story, but believing that God is good, and that God is good for His promises. And that somehow, some way, in a time unbeknownst to us, the stone will be rolled away from our hearts. If we are a Christian, we believe this. Amen.